Apologize for being late. It says in the parsha we have a yisad nikiyim, me'enei Hashem, me'enei Yisrael. I think everything we do in life, we have to make sure no one thinks the wrong reasons. So I'm going to put a disclaimer down. I didn't wake up late. I was actually up in the sixes, davened earlier than usual. That wasn't why I was late. Uncontrollable situation. So this way, no one has thinks for a second that I overslept this morning. Okay. We're starting. Chassam Sofer once said that he thinks it's the hardest mitzvah to do is v'yisim nikiyim. You never know how people think of you. You can try your best, but some guy thinks that you're doing wrong, so you're found guilty. So you have to really put everything on the table this way no one thinks otherwise.
No, okay. Rabbi, I already explained to them, I'm here early.
That's it.
Instead, we both can't be here both on time.
Now we're talking.
You have to balance things out.
Things very safe, very healthy that way. Okay, so let's get right into it. We're holding over here the beginning of the Mishnah. We haven't started yet, even though this is the fifth shir that we're up to. Reb Loz Demil, I think today we're going to start the Mishnah. Not the Gemara, just the Mishnah, not even Taisus. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. Reb Eliezer Oimer. Reb Eliezer says, Imloy Hevi Kli Me'erev Shabbos. If the Moyel forgot to bring the knife on Erev Shabbos, we're talking about a Shabbos bris, and the Moyel forgot to bring the knife before Shabbos, so says the Mishnah, what does he do? Mevi'e b'Shabbos Megula. He brings the knife Shabbos morning, open. Walks in the street holding the Zemel Shalmoyel. Ubisakana, but if let's say in that time in history, it's dangerous to do that because the Goyim put a ban on Mila, and if they see you walking with a Moyel's knife, you can get in trouble. So then, Mechasei wal pi Edim. You cover the knife based on Edim before you go into the street. You have two people watching you. You say, listen, guys, I'm carrying a Moyel's knife. You tuck it into your shirt, and then you walk into the Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is that you're allowed to carry a Moyel's knife on Shabbos. Now that's a malacha. That's a chitzah, havara. So presumably, if he's going to go from, well, we'll talk more about this in Tosfos in a few weeks. Assumingly, he leaves his house and he goes to the baby's house. So he's leaving a rishus yachid, going through a rishus rabim to another rishus yachid, which might not be in the sederes. We're talking about Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid and Rishus Rabbim in between. That's probably not in Issa Deraisa because you're going to make the Akira. He picks up the object in Rishus HaYachid. He walks through the Rishus Rabbim, assuming he makes no Hanocha in Rishus Rabbim. He doesn't stop for red lights and stop signs. He keeps on walking. And then he makes another Hanocha in the baby, in the house of the baby. So there was no Hanocha in Rishus Rabbim. So it sounds like it should be in Issa Derabbanan. We'll see from Tosfos when we get into it that it might be in Issa Deraisa. But there's definitely something wrong with carrying on Shabbos. Yet Rabbi Eliezer holds you're allowed to. Now, why exactly does Rabbi Eliezer hold you allowed to carry on Shabbos? I understand Mila is Deicha Shabbos. What about carrying is not Deicha Shabbos? So this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, something called Machshirei Mila. Machshirei Mila, Machshirei Mitzvah, something that goes along, that's Machshir the Mitzvah, right? You can't have the Mila without the Moyel's knife. So Machshirei Mila, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is also Deicha Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds very B'dievet. If you didn't bring it, sounds like you're supposed to have brought it before. But what happens if the Moyel was running late? So he comes, he's traveling to do the Mila, and he pulls up to his place where he's staying for Shabbos a minute before Shkia. So he has no time to go to the Moyel. So then the Mishnah says he's allowed to bring it on Shabbos. But the pashtus of the Mishnah would be that even in Rebbe Eliezer's world, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos from Achshiri Mila. Lechatchila, you should do it before. You can't. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. Imloy Hevi, that's how the Mishnah starts off. It doesn't say, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Mutter Lahavi Kli B'Shabbos. It's B'dievet. If you didn't yet bring the Kli on Erev Shabbos, for whatever the reason, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Alright, we're going to get to that. We're going to see in a second. The Gemara is going to have a whole discussion, but we'll talk about that in 1 second. So again, the first part of the Mishnah is telling us that Rebbe Eliezer holds you're allowed to be Shabbos to carry the knife. Now, Pashtus, the reason why Mila is Deicha Shabbos is learned from drashas. We'll see, the simple drasha is, it says in the Torah, B'yayim HaShemini HaFilu B'Shabbos. So we know the actual act of cutting is Mutar on Shabbos. We don't know anything about the other parts of it. We know the act. You're allowed to cut the Arla off on Shabbos, that's Deicha Shabbos. What about carrying? So Rabbi Eliezer has this Chiddush that Machshiri Mila is also Deicha Shabbos. So we're going to have to see, where does he learn this from? Now, there's two levels of Machshiri Mila. There's carrying the knife, and then there's the next case of the Mishnah. V'oid Omer Rebbe Eliezer.
I may have missed it because, you know, I didn't get all the introductory sharing, but what is the Isser of cutting on Shabbos?
So there's three possibilities of what would be Isser to do a meal on Shabbos. The simple one would be under the banner of Sheichet, because you're going to cause blood to come out. So that would be Isser else that. There's two other possibilities, but that's the most assumed you saw that it would be Isser. Now, V'oid Omer Rebbe Eliezer, Korsim Eitzim. Let's say you wake up Shabbos morning, you realize I don't have a Miles knife. Very prepared Miles over here. Right? He shows up Shabbos morning, doesn't have a Miles knife. So what does he do?
He may be better off waiting until Sunday.
it's probably a good idea. You got to be careful. But Oidam Rebeliezer, Karsim Eitzim. Rebeliezer, you're allowed to go out and chop wood. Amazing, we're talking about Shabbos. You go out and you chop wood, lasis b'chamim to make coals, lasis kli barzel, to go make a Miles knife. Start from scratch. Go out and make a Miles knife on Shabbos, which involves many malachas, not just one malacha. We're talking about serious malachas. You're chopping down the wood, and you start building and making, a lot of isurim involved. But Rabbi Eliezer holds no problem, you're allowed to do that also. So this is an additive chiddush from the first chiddush. Why? Because the first chiddush was machshire, it was directly connected. This is, we'll call this a step removed. Making the knife, obviously, you can't have a mila without a knife, but usually the Miles knife should be made before Shabbos. But Rabbi Eliezer, you can even do that. If you realize there's no Miles knife on Shabbos, go out, and today would mean you go to the store. The Miles would go shopping, take his credit card, go to the store. It's probably even less, that's only the Rabbanans. These are the Rices.
What would we assume if Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that?
We'd assume it's not Eichel Shabbos.
Why isn't that the default position? Like,
default
is that onus,
Right, and therefore you do the bris tomorrow. Right, that would be it. And that's the way we pass in Halacha, actually. We'll see in a second. But the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is Machshire Mila Eichel Shabbos.
What's the reason for the first case?
It's Machshire Mila.
No, if you tell you that you can even make it, you don't have to say that.
You should have a loizu avzu type of thing. It should have went the other way around. The mission should have said that case first. I'm not sure. Right? It would have been one of those loizu avzu cases. It's a good point. I saw people talk about what's the two chidushim in the Mishnah, but you're asking whatever the chidush is. If you say the second one first, then it would knock both out. Maybe when we see Tosis, maybe we'll have a yisha for it.
Then the first part of Rabbi Elazar, you should carry it gula. People should dafka see him.
Because you know what Rashi is going to say, we don't want people thinking that he's being mechal Shabbos. No one knows he's a mile. You know, he's not wearing a mile's coat, so they see a guy walking around carrying a bag, so they'll be choshed him. So this way, to ensure that there's no chad, he tells two people now, how's that going to spread? So the assumption is word spreads. Chavu chavu. So even though, again, you're walking, 25 blocks, but that's assumed to somehow solve that problem. So that's the second chiddush in Rebbe Eliezer. Zok the Mishnah, klal omer Rebbe Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. He says the rules the following: Kol malacha she'efshal asayisim erev Shabbos, any malacha that could have been done on Friday, ain't a deicha es Shabbos. It's not deicha Shabbos. Now this parenthesis is an important parenthesis. So let's make believe there are no parentheses there. We're not going to read that word. But she'efshal asayisim erev Shabbos, but anything that can't be done on erev Shabbos, then deicha es Shabbos. So we have machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer holds machshire mila is deicha Shabbos. Rebbe Akiva holds machshirim mila is not deicha Shabbos. What is deicha Shabbos according to Rebbe Akiva? Mila. Or if you go with mila, then it's...
So this is why we couldn't read the first case first, because then this is an exact opposite of...
Right, so Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Eliezer are the two extremes. Rebbe Akiva holds there's no such thing called machshirim mila deicha Shabbos. Maybe, we'll see, maybe there's exceptions. While Rebbe Eliezer holds everything is included in machshirim mila. You know, what would Rebbe Eliezer say if you need to hire a plane to get the mail here? It's machshirim mila. Assuming there's no one else, which we'll talk even more about in a second. Even Rebeliezer's other two cases, you have to start chopping down trees. Does that mean there was no other Miles knife available in the entire community? You couldn't travel 2 hours and get one, or walk, whatever the case may be. It sounds like, according to Rebeliezer, machshiri mila deicha Shabbos, that's it. Once it's machshiri mila, it's mut. Okay.
According to
Rebbe Akiva, you wouldn't, right? You'd have to wait till Sunday.
According
to Rebeliezer, it's going to get pretty open to what's included in machshiri mila. So that's the shah I want to talk about. Let's say, according to Rebbe Akiva, you prepared everything before Shabbos.
Right.
And then you come, Friday afternoon, the Moel comes down to the baby's house and he sets up everything. Okay, today you don't do it in the baby's house anymore because today we have an Erevin. But if you don't have an Erev, so they used to do the meal in the baby's house. So the Moel comes Friday and he brings his knife and his whole bag and everything's perfect. What happens? He comes to the meal of Shabbos morning and his knife breaks. Now, he did all he could do. What do you want? Maybe he should have a backup knife. He did whatever he can do. So we're going to see, what does Rebbe Akiva hold in such a case? So that's a b'emes of machlokes.
If everything was in order and it was in the mother's house, he could still do the mila.
Right, the milas for sure deicha Shabbos. The question is, according to Rebbe Akiva, if you prepped all the prep you can possibly do, and in the middle of the night, robbers break in and steal the Miles knife, would he then be allowed to be mechal Shabbos for machshir and mila? Where does Rebbe Akiva, again, the words of Rebbe Akiva is, anything that could have been done before. Well, I did what I could do. There's nothing more I can do. Would the Torah then allow me to do Machshir Yomim? So let's see Rashi. So Rashi, Yoblezo Yomim Lehevi Kli, Izemel. Rashi's trying to explain to you what type of kelim are we talking about. What utensils. So Rashi says it means Izemel Lomelos Atinik. Mekwa Masris in the Perik and the El, it's referring to the end of the 18th Perik in Shabbos, the Salat Mine, which we're finishing from, that says, Vechol Tzorachim Yil Oysim B'Shabbos. Megule, why do you have to carry the knife open? B'Fnei HaKoyl, in front of the whole world. Obugar Mefarish, Emay Matzrich Lelegluye, why do you have to keep it open? So the Gemara is going to say, Kozach Shad. Ubisakonish goes were armoyim ala milo when they were geyser on milo. So then we machasu al piedim sheidu sheizem shal mitzvah. We want people to know that the knife that you're carrying is for mitzvah. Who maybe you're bringing v'lo yichashtu and they won't be choshed you. There's a discussion in the achrayim. Maybe we'll talk more about it next time. About do they have to be kosher edim? You have these two edim. They have to be illegal edim. Let's say the two brothers. Let's say you bring two brothers. Can you tell the two brothers? You guys say, you see what I'm doing? I'm a moil.
It's not real Eidus.
Ah, so this is not real Eidus, right? This is just to circumvent the chshad. This is just to spread the word. So do they have to be kosher halachic Eidim? Or no, you don't have to be Eidim. It's just an example. Eidim just means people to testify.
So there's Eidim that what? That you're carrying?
That you're doing for mitzvah. Right, you're justified.
If you just hide it, then I don't know what you're carrying. So what are you Eidim for?
No, we're afraid that because you're not carrying it in the open. Right, so then we're afraid that people are not going to know why you're carrying it.
But if you're not carrying it in the open, then they're not going to see that you're carrying it.
I guess there's still some way they'll be able to see, I guess. We're still afraid. Right, I guess, right. Then he's the moil, right. Yeah, we do need to talk a little bit more about it in the Gemara. We're going
to
try.
By the way, it doesn't necessarily have to be the moil. Let's say I have an example, but I'm not a moil. So you need it.
Right. We're going to talk about that, actually. Right, the Achareinim point out that if you do that as a truth, if you noticed, the Lashon in the Mishnah was singular. One person's doing the carrying, because he's the moil. When it came to cutting down the wood, it was karsim. It means a couple of people are involved. Which means
you can get everybody.
Right, you get the whole team. As the Huda points out, you can't usually cut down trees by yourself. You need a couple of people. So it seems like many people can be involved in the Chilul Shabbos, because they're all doing it for the same purpose of the mitzvah. So you can have many people involved, if you need it. I mean, if you need a couple of people to help, then you'd be allowed. What?
Not even their mitzvah.
And a chalami.
It's not the moment.
Right, that's right.
Either.
Right. It's all.
It's not the moment. Either.
He's acting as a shliach. They're all helping to make the mitzvah take place. That's machshirim mitzvah. It's a chiddush.
They don't go to give it to a guy or a
cousin. No, we're going to get to that in a second. What happened to doing things with Ishina? Why are we jumping to the most extreme level of Chilul Shabbos when we can try to do it with Ishina? Even in the Mishnah's case, Rishonim are all bothered. Why can't? It says like you can carry it open. Why shouldn't they use Ishina? Try to make or go a circled way and you'll only be over the rabbanon. Why be over the raisis? So this is going to take us to a very big hakira about milo b'shabbos. Is it hutra or d'chuyah? This is, the classic hakira for this perek. Is how do you understand that you're allowed to do milo on Shabbos? Is the pshat that it's like a choyla? Choyla still has to keep Shabbos. Doctors and hatzalah people still have to keep Shabbos. But there's something called d'chuyah. They're allowed to push away Shabbos to deal with the specific situation that's presented. That's d'chuyah. Means it's still Shabbos, but as cases come up, they're allowed to push away the Surya Shabbos. And there's something called Hutra. Hutra means it's Tuesday. Because the Torah says, Yom HaShemini Yimo, means all Dinei Shabbos are basically suspended. There is no Shabbos. Today is a regular day, and you do everything normally.
But so, it's not Chilul Shabbos.
It's not Chilul Shabbos. It's more than that. Toicha Shabbos just means the two things are in contradiction. One has to push with the other. Hutra means there's not even Shabbos on the table. Hutra means that we don't even look at it. It's like Tuesday. Again, it's hard for us to think of it like that, but the mitzvah of Bris Milah means that you treat today like you would any other day. Which means, the truth is, some of the Hatzalah members and some of the organizations, they teach them to do things on Shabbos like you would be on a Tuesday. This way they don't get all caught up with different Shinuyim and other things like that. So, but that's a shayla about Hutra and Dechuyah. So we're going to see how is Milah work. If Milah is Hutra, or is Milo D'chui? That's going
to
be...
So if Milo would be Hutra, let's say like nowadays, technically speaking, a moil doesn't even have to stay there for Shabbos. He could drive Shabbos.
Yeah, but we don't pass him like Rebbe Eliezer, we pass him like Rebbe Akiva.
Oh.
If we pass him like Rebbe Eliezer, it would be great. The moil will drive into...
Right, he'll drive.
The problem is we pass him like Rebbe Akiva. So we hold that only Milo...
Rebbe Eliezer is not a Lechachil, it's
So we mentioned that the Lashon and the Mishnah sounds like that, but we'll see, it doesn't seem to be the case from the Gemara later on. Yeah, that's what we spoke about a while. I think we did about this last year. Is the lomnis that really the tainus is on Shabbos, except that the practical parts are can be done, therefore there would be Shavuot Shechabah this week, or the lomnis is no. The fast day is on the 10th, and therefore there is no Shavuot Shechabah. Yeah, that would be the way we were mazbe the machlokes mechaben ramah, whether or not, let's say, on this Friday night, you have to keep Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. Right? Whether or not, let's say, marital relations are Avelos Bitsinna. So if Shabbos is really Tisha B'Av, so you have to keep Avel Shabbat Sinah, you wouldn't be allowed to have marital relations. But if you hold that, no, Tisha B'Av is this year is on Sunday, so Friday night would be Mutter. So that's the other way. For Sfarim night, the big shalos of Sfarim have Shavu Shechalba, I think. Rebbe Vajja Paskins, if I'm not mistaken, there is no Shavu Shechalba. Rebbe Vajja holds there is no Shavu Shechalba this year, because he holds in Lumdis.
Why? It's still Shabbos.
It's not.
It's Sunday.
No, Tisha B'Av is Sunday.
No, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. The
no,
fastest.
No, that's the Lumdis. The Lumdis is Tisha B'Av is Sunday. So if Tisha B'Av is Sunday, so Friday night there are no restrictions, and therefore the whole thing is Sunday. Therefore there's no Shavu Shechalba. However, if you hold like the Ramah, which is the way Ashkenazim Jewry follow, we hold there is Avelos Petzina on Friday night, so which means we really hold that Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, part of it Shabbos and part of it Sunday, so that's why Ashkenazim hold you're not allowed to have relations on Friday night. It's totally in this Chakir. So that's the same, similar idea about Hutra and Dechuy. So let's just finish up the Rashis. Zogt Rashi, Klal Lom Reb Akiva, Nechlak Al Reb Eliezer. Zogt Rashi, you should know that Reb Akiva is arguing Reb Eliezer. Now, I would have learned the Mishnah otherwise. I would have learned that Reb Eliezer saying that him loy hevikli Meir of Shabbos, if you didn't bring it Meir of Shabbos, right? So maybe Reb Eliezer means that Lechatchila, you should do it before Shabbos, but the evidence, okay. Now, where's Reb Akiva coming on? Meaning, if you learn that Reb Eliezer holds even Lechatchila, and that Reb Akiva could be arguing and saying, no, if you could have done it before, you should have done it before. If you were open to learn that Reb Eliezer means even Lechatchila, which means Reb Eliezer holds Lechatchila, I can bring the knife on Shabbos morning, and that Reb Akiva says, no, I'm going to explain to you. Not that I'm disagreeing, I'm explaining that I agree that you can't prep it. But if you couldn't, then I agree with you.
But then why would it say in Lohavikli? According to this Pshat, I don't understand.
Why?
Why would the Mishnah say in Lohavikli? It's much more straight out.
That's what we're going to see later on in the Gemara, that it's not like that. Even though the Lashon of the Mishnah.
How do you
I don't have a good answer how to make the Lashon of the Mishnah work with what the Gemara is going to say later on. But Rashi says, not like that, that it's a Mishnah machloikis. Nechlak Arab Eliezer machshri mila, she'ein doichin hoil v'efshel asesi v'ef Shabbos. Okay, the last Rashi we'll come back to in a few minutes. Okay. So let's talk about Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Even though we're not Paschal like him, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is machshri mila doichin Shabbos. So there's an interesting shayl in the Achrainim, in Lomdus. What happens if the Mayol, according to Eliezer, so you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to bring the knife? So the Mayol shows up to Shul Friday afternoon and he says, you know what, I'll bring the knife tomorrow. He says, you know what, I want to bring the knife tonight. After he eats after the Shalom Zachar, he's well fed, he decides, you know, let me bring the knife tonight. I have a few extra minutes instead of being rushed tomorrow morning. The Mayol's a night person. It's probably the wrong job if he's a night person because Mayol's got to be up early in the morning. He says, I'd rather bring it at night than bring it in the morning. Would he be allowed, according to Eliezer, to bring the knife Friday night for a meal that's going to take place on Shabbos? Reb Eliezer holds machshir.
What's the difference?
Well, because Friday night, there's no mitzvah of meal yet. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. This is what we spoke about for the last 4 weeks. Is there really a mitzvah of meal on the night going into day 8?
But it's still a machshir.
Yeah, it's a machshir for the next
mitzvah.
Oh, is that the way it works? Only because when you have a mitzvah in front of you, already a mitzvah before of, so you're allowed to be machal Shabbos. I don't have a mitzvah now. I'll have a mitzvah tomorrow. So tomorrow you'll have to be Machal Shabbos. So how do we look at this in Reb Eliezer's world? Would Machshirei Milah say that I'm allowed to do it ready now? Now, there's two parts to this tzad. Tzad number one is that even though there's no mitzvah now, or maybe like we spoke about in the other shurim, maybe there is a little bit of mitzvah now. Because if, again, Belaila is a little bit more tricky, because we mentioned Belaila, you're really not Yetzer. But the question is, would that be enough to be Deicha Shabbos? So the Imrei Bina writes in number 3, he says it's Pasha to him that according to Reb Eliezer, you would not be allowed to bring the knife before Shabbos morning. The earliest time you'd be Machal Shabbos is when you can actually do the mitzvah samila, which is Netzach Hama. Says the Imrei Bina,
l'chol
yeshleim
ha'ol. It's called Machshir Mitzvah.
What?
Sukkah, for instance.
Right.
Machshir Mitzvah.
Right.
According to what you're saying.
That's right.
It shouldn't be a Machshir.
That's right.
Until the Sukkah.
That's right.
You can't build on Sukkah.
Well, that's the question. Yeah, Rebbe Eliezer holds your lad. Yeah, Rebbe Eliezer holds your mashir milos by all mitzvahs. By lulav,
so
by sukkah,
by
milo.
You sukkah morning if you didn't do it before.
No, you can do it at night.
It's
at night. So by sukkah, let's go lulav. Let's talk about lulav. Lulav the mitzvah is biyoyim. Lekachtim biyoyim rishon. So would I be allowed to go shopping for lulav the night, the first night of sukkahs? According to this chakira, it's going to be dependent.
No, if you do it in the morning.
You do it in the morning, no problem, because Reb Eliezer holds machshir mitzvah.
How about the fact by mila though? That's reason makim. You're supposed to do it first thing in the morning.
Right.
So if you're going to first chop down the tree and make an izemo and all that, you may not end up doing the mila till late in the day.
Again, reason makim is a hiddur mitzvah, but the question is, you're going to be mechal Shabbos, so you have to be able to justify.
No. I'm saying do it Friday night. No, it's chop down the tree.
How? But you don't have. You get it's chil Shabbos. You only had to for chil Shabbos is because it's a mitzvah, but there is no mitzvah
so,
now.
But even if let's say you'd end up missing the zman.
again, you have a whole day to do a bris milah. Zrizim akdimin is a hider. You know, it's a nice thing. But if against that is chilul Shabbos, I would venture to believe we'd probably not want to do that. So he discusses the shayla and the rebbeinu. The Chassam Sofer also, in the middle of another piece, he just throws in one line. He says it's pashut, without a question, that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos according to Eliezer at night. You'd only be allowed to be mechal Shabbos during the day. Now, debatable. I think you can argue. Now, the way many people like to say it's totally if it's hutra d'chuyah. If you hold it's hutra, so then again, it's hutra, it's Tuesday. If it's Tuesday, you can do it. If it's d'chuyah, so it's got to be when there's a conflict between the mitzvah and the chil. There's no mitzvah yet. So if there's no mitzvah yet, it's not permissible. That's the way people want to say
it. People hold that the mitzvah is only on the eighth day, not like the people who held the third day or the fourth day.
But over here, it's nighttime. So you can't do night anyways. Even those people that hold, you could do it earlier, but night the Ramah himself held, you can't do. So it's not going to help. But
so there's no chutzpah.
Yeah, there's no chutzpah.
Oh, that's why I don't like this tzad. I don't know why these achrayim. I saw a couple achrayim, they make this lamna shavert that, yeah, it's totally in chutzpah d'chuyah. Why is it totally? Chutzpah is, again, chutzpah is a pshat that the mitzvah of milah is pushed away, but you don't have a mitzvah of milah yet. I don't know why it should be totally in chutzpah d'chuyah. Okay, we'll talk more about chutzpah d'chuyah, but that's what I said. I mentioned some people like to say that, and I don't think it's totally zebizet.
You're not one of them.
No, I think a lot of milah is going to be chutzpah d'chuyah, but I don't think it's totally in this chakira from the Imre Bina. But he goes a different route. And Bamis is also a shtickle tzarachian, the route he goes. Okay, in Lomdis, I guess we can debate it. Does it make sense that, again, you don't have a mitzvah now? I think everyone agrees. There's no mitzvah before, even though we did mention a tzad last week that you have a mitzvah, you just can't do it. We had such a tzad like that you know, your hands are tied, but there is a mitzvah. The assumption is
that. Let's say the baby's not well the morning of.
Right. So in Echanami, according to him, you wouldn't be allowed to. You'd have to wait until you know for sure that you're going to actually have the mitzvah in front of you, and then you'd be allowed to be mechal Shabbos. You'd have to wait and check to make sure that the day eight, the baby's good to go, and then you can start doing all the chal Shabbos.
Those mitzvahs that are only aseh versus aseh los aseh, they form the same category? I mean, I just thought that the Elezer would hold,
So we're going to have to see where does Rebbe Eliezer get this massive chiddush from that machshiri milah deicha Shabbos, and it's not just milah; it's a bunch of mitzvahs. So that's really a discussion in the Gemara later on. We'll touch upon it a little bit today, but it's really a sugya for later on. Each mitzvah, he has a drasha to learn out machshiri mitzvahs deicha Shabbos. So it says the Imre Bina, it's pashit, and he writes, "How does Rebbe Eliezer machshiri milah velulav the deicha Shabbos? Hanudafke biyoyim. It's only during the day the kvar chala lova mitzvah." You have to have a mitzvah first to be pushed away. But at night, when this person is not ready for it, then also lohitzi izemol ayatinik and not do any carrying or yalulov. Given that kati loychal olavachir, so he thinks with davar pashut, as does Chassam Sofer, that even in Rebbe Eliezer's world, that machshiri mitzvah deicha Shabbos would only be true if there's actually a mitzvah in front of you.
How far does it go with the lulav? Could go cut it.
According to Eliezer, you'd be allowed to do that, which is again, it's only necessary rabban. To cut it off the tree would only be, I shouldn't say that. It would probably be their right, so I take that back. That's what we need to get to. Why is it, and we'll see it's a Mefurshe Gemara, that Rebbe Eliezer Mamish holds, if you show up Friday afternoon 2 hours before the bris, and you can go shopping then, and you can go buy the knife then, and you decide you're not interested. I want to wait till Shabbos morning. It's Mutal Chatchila. To go and be Mechal Shabbos morning when you could have done it earlier. And that's a pella. How does that make any sense? So we'll see that hopefully a little later, we'll see how the Achrayim dealt with that shayla. Huh? Yeah, but we'll see in a second that Aaron has a piece. He thinks even if it's hutra.
What machshira mitzvah is.
Yeah, why?
Because if you could have done it, but you chose not to do it. Right. And if that determines whether or not you can then do it the next day, right? In other words, machshirei mitzvah has to be its own thing. So it's not totally in whether you could have done it before. It's an extension of the mitzvah.
Okay, good.
Right? As opposed to really just a preparation that could have been done before.
So that's what we're going to see. There's a line like this in the Rishonim. The Ran has a line. That machshirei mitzvah kemila atzmai. It's not a secondary thing. It's a package. It's the mitzvah of milah, which has a bunch of components to it. One is the cutting, getting the knife, getting to the... It's all one big package. And we'll see mamash the words like that in the Rishonim, which again, takes us to the old chakira. Is it going to be hutra or dechuya? That's going to be telling how to learn all of this stuff.
You can't force yourself into a hutra situation.
That's a Baron Cutler's kasha. We'll get to that also. A Baron has a piece in Mishnah Baron. He has a couple shtickles on Masech HaShabbos. So a Baron has that kasha. Well, it's a number 7 in the sheets. Hopefully we'll get to it and discuss. But that's his kasha. He says, what do you mean? Even if it's hutra. But that's only when you have no other choice. You can't set yourself up to fall onto hutra.
In the case that you mentioned, let's say like you get there plenty of time, but you decide everything.
What pshat in how you read the Mishnah? In lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos. Does that mean voluntarily? I don't have an answer.
I think the simple reading of the Mishnah is very mashma. This is all b'di'evit. The problem is I have a Gemara over here in number 5 that says not like that. So we're going to have to see how to make it work. But the simple reading of the Mishnah definitely is mashma, only b'di'evit, not lechatchil. But I just want to talk about the Imri Bina's Raya. He brings a Raya from the Gemara in Pesachim to his Yisrael. Now, if you look at his wash, he says, "V'doy miktsas." It's a shtickle comparable to the Gemara Pesachim. Now, if you look at the Gemara Pesachim, it's not so comparable. What's the Gemara Pesachim talking about? So he says, the Gemara Pesachim is talking about a case where a person needs to be sprinkled from the Parah Adumah on day 7, because he wants to be able to eat Karim Pesach. And it falls out to be on Shabbos. So Erev Pesach, Shecholis B'Shabbos, he wants to do Hazoy Yom HaShvi on Shabbos. So the Gemara says he can't. So the Gemara says, why not? According to Beliezer, this is a Hechsha Mitzvah for Karm Pesach. If in order to be in Karm Pesach, you have to be sprinkled, so you need it. It's Hechsha Mitzvah. So the Gemara says a line over there, the Hazor loy dochi mishum, the Gavra gufei loy chazi, loy rami chiyuve alav. Which the Pashas to me, the Gemara means is that this guy doesn't have a chiyuv Karm Pesach.
Hazor is
awesome. You know, you can't do Hazor. The Gemara says it's also to do the Hazor on Shabbos. So the Gemara, what? The Gemara has one side, it should be Asur Gzeri Shemi Yavirena Dal Rams, the Gemara says in Pesachim. Which is a big kasha, which we one day need to talk about. Why is there no Gzeri the Rabbah on Mila? We know everything you can't do on Shabbos because we're always afraid of Rabbah. Right. So why is Mila different? Mila, everyone knows you can do Mila on Shabbos. What happened?
Because you never can go first learn how to do Mila. This is something that takes an expert.
Right, that's you know, one of the answers the Rishonim bring. The Rishonim discuss this in Megillah, and the Ritvan, a couple of places. Right. Why is there no Gzeri the Rabbah? But the Gemara over there is interesting. The Gemara says, why am I not Mechal Shabbos to do Hazor to make me Karm Pesach? So the words of the Gemara, the way I would have learned the Gemara means like this, is that you don't have a mitzvah now. You want to do a mitzvah, you want to do something to make you have a mitzvah. As opposed to by Mila, every baby has a Mila on day 8, no matter what. So when it comes to the Shaila of being Mezah him, if you have spray on him, you say, well, you have to do it because he needs to eat Karm Pesach. He doesn't have a mitzvah. Ba'asher Husham, in the matzif that he's in right now, he doesn't have a mitzvah.
But not only that, it's Pesach Sheni.
Right. Meaning, he doesn't have a mitzvah sitting on his head that we got to figure out how to do it.
But it's also not part of the mitzvah. In other words,
machshirei mitzvah means you got to do everything you need to do in order to get us to this point. So if I need to sprinkle the ashes to get you to mitzvah, so the Gemara thinks that should be under the banner of machshirei mitzvah. That's what the Gemara thinks.
It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Pesach. It has to do with his own personal problem. As opposed to the bris, the knife is part of the...
Oh, okay. That might be what the Gemara means also. That might be what... But the way he's learning it, he's learning, same thing here also. When you have a bris at night, the person, the baby, is not really ready for the mitzvah. Now, that's not exactly the best comparison. There's a difference between those two scenarios. Here the mitzvah is here, and it's just going to come, and it's ready on us. By the case of the Karm Pesach, there is no mitzvah yet, because right now you're exempt. You need to do something to make you obligated. A bris is not like that. A bris is obligated, now night's technical problem, and then the chiyuv continues. So he writes as a shtickle raya. I don't know. I'm not so sure if it's such a riot, but he says, Lefiza, he wants to answer up the Chassam Sofer's kasha. The Chassam Sofer was very bothered. Rebbe Eliezer holds Machshiri Milo Deicha Shabbos, Machshiri Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer was a Talmud of Beishamai. Beishamai says in Bey Adaf Yud Beis that you're not allowed to be Mechal Yomtif, you're not allowed to carry a baby or a lulav on Yomtif. That's why Tzor Shalal Tzarech. Ask the Chassam Sofer, what are you talking about? Rebbe Eliezer, you're a Talmud of Beishamai. Means you hold whatever your Rebbe said. And you hold that Machshiri Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos. So why, according to Beis Hillel, can't you carry a baby and carry a loaf? So says the Imrei Bina, making a kimta, that Mishnah Beis talking about at night. When Beis Hillel said you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov, he meant at night. Because at night, there's no din of Machshiri Milo, there's no din of Machshiri Mitzvah. You can't carry a lulav at night, and you can't carry the baby at night. Because at night, there's no mitzvah. Mashenki, during the day, you would. But that's how...
Who's the Talmud of Beis Shammai? What's the problem with what Beis Hillel said?
Because Beis Shammai said, you're not allowed to carry a lulav on Yom Tov. That's considered carrying Shalal Tzarech. Okay. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're allowed to be Mechal Yom Tov for Shabbos to do mitzvahs. Carrying a lulav would be Machshirei Mitzvah. Right. So if Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, they should be in the same...
Right.
So, and here they're not.
Right.
So his answer was that when did Beis Hillel say you're not allowed to carry... Was that Beis Shammai? Sorry. When did Beis Shammai say... I apologize. When did Beis Shammai say you can't carry a lulav? That's at night. At night, there's no mitzvah, therefore you can't carry the lulav. That's how he wants to answer up his kash.
This doesn't mean anything, but it says by Lulav, why is that not
Dorcha Shabbos?
Is it by Yom HaShmini?
Right, that's the Kasha. Over there we have Gzeira D'Rabba. There we put in Gzeira D'Rabba. That's right. The question is, so why don't we put the carrying by Milo? So that's a good question.
Does everybody hold his no Lulav at night?
Yeah, that's a pasuk, I think. But you should know.
Yeah, it says by Yom HaShmini.
I learned something recently.
Yeah, what does it say there?
Tosfos says, Feirish that the Chiyuv starts at night. Only you just can't do it.
So that's a shtickle similar to what we spoke about by Mila once. That maybe there's also the Chiyuv starts at night, just there's a technical problem to do it Belaila. We had something like that last week.
Yeah, but was it technical problem by Lulu?
And we had a tzal like that by Mila last week. I forgot who said this. Moshe Weiss maybe said this. Had the same idea of maybe learning like that by Mila. That really there is a mitzvah, or what he called the Sibas HaMitzvah. There's
well,
a reason for the mitzvah.
At night? Mila, I understand. But
why do you understand Mila any better?
What?
It says the same B'yayim by both places. They both say B'yayim. I don't know why either should be. Yeah, we're assuming now that there is no mitzvah. So you can argue that maybe there is what we call a Sibas HaMitzvah, but no practical Kima mitzvah. So then that's the same Shiloh. Do you have the right to be Mechal Shabbos for a non-Kima mitzvah? That's part of this chakira. Those who disagree with this would say no, because this is a Sibas HaMitzvah, although there's no Kima HaMitzvah, you can be Mechal Shabbos. That's a fundamental shaila on how you can be Mechal Shabbos.
So on the ninth day, right?
Right.
And you don't have a Mila, you haven't had a Mila yet, right? So you're technically over on the Mitzvah, right? You haven't been Mekayim the Mitzvah,
right?
What about the ninth night? Is the mitzvah suspended? So are you in a state of being
so
over Tysvus, the mitzvah?
So we had
it, then you're over the mitzvah the next morning.
So Tysvus is shita we had in Kedushin. Tysvus writes that Mila Shalei Bezmanoi is even done Belaila. So meaning, let's say once it's day 9, you'd be able to do it at night as well.
And that's Shabbos.
And Shabbos, we had Tysvus kasha last week. What about Shabbos? That was the kasha from. Who asked this on Tosfos? The Sefer HaMikna. The Sefer HaMikna asked this. There's a Tosfos in Kedushin on Daf Chavtes that says that Mila is not considered a mitzvah as Zman Grom. So the Kasha is, what do you mean? It's got to be Zman Grom. He can only do it on day 8. He can only do it during the day. So Tosfos says, it gives a whole Talmud Shetaris, which we spoke about. And the follow-up is, what about after day 8? So Tosfos says, no, after day 8, you can do it day or night. So the Sefer HaMikdash says, well, but he still can't do it on Shabbos. So that was the discussion over there. But I don't think it's not even posted last week's show. I just sent out an email to try to get it posted, so it's not a time on anyone for not knowing it. But hopefully it'll be posted. We discussed at length. The Zman of Mila is very interesting. Although one would have argued that the greatest example of a mitzvah as Magram is Mila, according to Rav Rishon, Mila is not a mitzvah as Magram. It's a very interesting idea. But I want to get to this Ran. If we look in the Ran over here, the Ran is bothered with the Kasha. Push up Shan the Mishnah. Mishnah says, you didn't bring the knife on Friday, carry it Shabbos morning. Frek the Ran, Pirish, Biyodai. You carry it in your hand. You don't have to do any shino. You carry it in your shoe, carry it in under your armpit. That's when we do a carrying in a shino way, in an abnormal way, to limit the Isser, make it a derabon instead of a deraiser. You don't have to do that here. Why not? But why? Yeah, that's Rishayim's kasha. Why? Why is there any difference? Frek Duran. The Aval Gav Delel B'Puach Pekuach Nefesh Aminon. The Cholhecha De'efshe L'Shnoi Meshninon. When it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, we always say, whenever you can change, change. If you could do it with your left hand instead of your right hand, do it. Says Duran, Shani Pekuach Nefesh D'loi Hutra Shabbos Litchos Etzloi. Because Pekuach Nefesh is not Hutra. Elehecha De'efshe B'loi Chil. V'Hokachloi Mechalinon. The way it works with Chil Shabbos and Pekuach Nefesh, says Duran, is it's Tchuyah. When you can push it and make the two things work, you make them work. If you can't, you can't. But it's not hutra. Avol gabi milo de nitna Shabbos litchos etzloi. But by milo on Shabbos, afilu evshe beloichil. Even if you can do it without a chil. V'loi mahadre b'milo asayis b'smoyla oyle shanes ba. You don't have to do it in an abnormal way. Why? Shum le chashvina milo dechuyah l'Shabbos. We don't consider milo dechuyah. Ela heter gomer etzloi. This is Mamash the Chakir. The Ran is telling us that the way you look at Mila is Hutra. It's not the Chuyah. Shah Torah Hetiru Beferish Lombo B'Shabbos. Because the Torah says, go out and do Mila on Shabbos. So therefore, Mila on Shabbos is Hutra. Zok the Ran, Hu Adin Machshire Le Reb Eliezer. In Reb Eliezer's world, not only is the Mila Hutra, even the Machshire is Hutra. Dilididei Machshire Mila Kimila Him. According to Machshire Mila is like the Mila. Uklol the milsa, and the rule is the Rabbi Eliezer Shabbos and Yemila umachshira kechol gomer he. It's like Tuesday. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Mila is like Tuesday, and the machshirin are a part of the mitzvah, and therefore it's like Tuesday v'loy machshirin kol. You don't make any changes. So this round is very clear. He's telling us the way Rabbi Eliezer understood Mila was Mila's hutra, and therefore even machshira is hutra. No reason to do shinoi. None of that stuff is applicable. Now,
and no reason to do it
when it starts,
and no reason to do it before. Right?
Don't we also say that the case can be that open so people could see that?
That's right, because there's a chshad issue. We don't want people to get the wrong idea. But in the actual levels of Chil Shabbos, there's no element of Chil Shabbos because it's not Shabbos. Now, this is going to be a
still
big.
Doesn't answer when Machshirei Mitzvah starts.
No, no, Echrami. No, no, this round is just to discuss the Shaila about why you have to use a Shinui, and based on that, he understands the Lomb. Now, of course, this is not going to be a Dasi Yochel, but we're going to see this is a very, very big Machloikis Rishonim, when we finally get to Taisvis' Kasha on, in the beginning of the paragraph. Taisvis has a very simple Kasha of why carry the knife and not carry the baby. Taisvis has a Kasha. This real again, we'll have to get to him after Tisha B'Av.
The baby in the mother's home, and the baby has to be with the mother.
Oh, so that's part of the answer. But the simple Kasha, Taisvis starts off with a bunch of premises. Chiddush number one, he says, we have a rule, Chai Noisei Satzma. So if the baby is noisei satzmai, so then it's only nisid rabbanon. So why don't we, instead of carrying the knife to the baby, carry the baby to the mother? Let's taste this kasha. So we're going to have to all these details about how do you understand the chai noisei satzmai, all this lamdish stuff. In that taste, a lot's going to come out about understanding the shaila of hutra and chuyah. But what I want to get to really is this gemara number 5. Says the gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. This is a gemara a few lines later on in our Amid. I don't take any chances how far we get anymore, so I get to everything in the beginning. This is only mamish a few lines into the gemara, but I want to make sure we get to it. Zakti gemara. This is going on Rebbe Eliezer. Zakti gemara. Tanur Rabbanan b'mkaymish Rebbe Eliezer hayu karsin eitzim lases b'chomim lases barzel b'shabbos. In the town of Rebbe Eliezer, they used to chop down wood to make the coals, to make the metal on Shabbos. Why does this gemara seem to be any different than the Mishnah? We saw this already. Mishnah says, "Rebbe Eliezer, Mikarsim, Eitzim, Lasis, B'chamim." This is basically a repetition of the Mishnah. Says Taisus in Yevamis number 6, Daf Yudalid, "B'mischavin, Hoyu Mevin Atzmon, She Yitzrichim Lekachem Shom Chiv of Mitzvah." They did it on purpose. They had a whole Friday afternoon. They were sitting around.
The calls for what?
To make the metal, to make the knife.
The knife.
They would Davka wait till Shabbos to be Mechalol Shabbos to make the Moyle's knife. That's how Taisin Yevamis learns our Gemara.
To prove his point that it's Hutra.
Okay, good.
Right?
But maybe. We'll get to that in one second.
The day before, they would call it the question whether it's really.
That's right. But the question that you still have to ask yourself is one second. Why would they do this? I understand. So Taisin Yevamis is telling us a massive Chiddush. That the Moyle came 3 hours before Shabbos. He's sitting around and he says, "Oh, Tak, I forgot to bring the Moyle's up." They say, "Don't worry about it. We'll make it tomorrow. Or make it tonight, depending on what you want."
If you didn't do that, then it wouldn't really be a Hutra.
But maybe Hutra means if you had no choice, which means the Moyle showed up, he thought he had his knife, he opens up his bag and says, "Oh, I forgot my knife." So now it's ready Friday night, it's ready Shabbos, so then we talk. But the guy is sitting, Friday afternoon, sitting eating Charlton and Kugel at the house of who he's staying by, schmoozing about Mila, you know.
Schmoozing about not having a knife.
No big deal. They're like, "Did you bring the knife?" "No, it's okay." "I'll make one tomorrow." Says Taisus, no problem. B'mischavin ho yumevin atzman. They did this on purpose. That's the Chiddush. Why? Mishum chiv of mitzvah. They show how much they love the mitzvah of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila is so beloved that you can be Mechal Shabbos. So they'd go out, B'davka, be Mechal Shabbos.
It's like the fire on Shabbos.
Everything. They'd probably say, Hinani Muchan, and they'd probably put on a gartel, the whole shebang. It's an unbelievable thing.
So that's also
why you... It's wild.
Maybe that's why you hold the knife open.
So a chiva mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say that later on. That maybe the reason why I keep the knife open is to show chiva mitzvah. Right. Why don't show how much we love the mitzvah?
Who
now this. So the Noid Yehuda assumes anyone who needs help. If you need help to cut down the tree and you need a guy, the Moyle probably does not know how to make knives. He knows how to use them, so he can bring people to help. That's the assumption. Lahalach. Now, how do we masbe this? So why, first of all, this Gemara seems to be connected to Mishnah. That I can't answer. I don't have a good answer to that. But Pashin Svar. So Rabbi Aaron Cutler has a piece of Mishnah Rabbi Aaron where he was as troubled as we are. So at first he goes the route of, well, maybe it's Talin Hutra D'chuya. If Pshan Rebbe Eliezer is D'chuya, then this is a Pel. This doesn't make any sense. D'chuya? D'chuya means when the two things come in conflict. They're not in conflict. So D'chuya doesn't make any sense. So you tell me, so what? The Ran already told us that Mila is Hutra. Says Rabbi Aaron, even that doesn't make sense. Says Rabbi Aaron, number 7, V'hine, D'chuya hu midoichik, choshev mais iser. How could you, because you love a mitzvah, say Mechal Shabbos? Even if you go like the Shagas Aryeh that holds its Hutra, still, right? He holds if it's Tchuya, it's Tzorchi in Godel. But if it's Tchuya, then Rabbi Aaron says it's Tzorchi in Kotten. The after Hutra, how's it mutter? Even Hutra, says Rabbi Aaron. So what? Hutra means that's it, free for all. You'll have me Mechal Shabbos when you could have done it before? So,
that's
Frank.
That's
what?
That's a Chiddush of Bris. Once I'm telling you that Bris is Doche, because of the whatever it is, it's a Bris and whatever it may be, honestly, it actually makes more sense. This is the mitzvah for that one reason, but it doesn't work by Lola, it doesn't work by all the other things, but Bris is, I mean, Mila is a Bris. that trumps everything.
So that's basically what Baron's going to say. But Baron has one extra nekuda that's going to make it a little easier to understand.
It's across the board. It just takes away Shabbos. It's Tuesday.
Right, but his argument is it only becomes Tuesday because you couldn't do it. You're stuck.
You made it Tuesday.
You right.
That makes sense.
That's a chiddush. That's hotshul lechatchila. Okay, good.
But isn't the whole concept?
It's the number one mitzvah in the Torah, Bila?
The whole concept behind Shabbos is that you're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, right?
Yeah.
You stop everything and you take one day, and that's the day that you focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unlike every other mitzvah, which is just another mitzvah, Bris has that concept.
Okay, very
that's
good.
That's the whole point.
That's the missing piece that we need to say that Baron's going to say. Right, it's based on a mechilta. That's a mechilta.
So that can be dope.
Very good.
That's literally
okay, good.
Supplants Shabbos because it's
equal
to Shabbos.
Exactly.
One second, hold on. Yeah. Maybe this is what he's saying. Is yeah. That When we say that there's a bris, the most important thing is that the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh, and that's the bris olam or the bris of Yitzhak? You know, which is more important than Yiddishkeit? Is that
good.
What he's saying?
Yeah, I think everyone's touching on the same idea. Everyone's connecting that there's a specific connection between bris Shabbos and bris milah. That there's this, so Dr. Baron, the way Baron writes it, is a beautiful piece. Says like this in number 8, this is a continuation from the other piece of Mishnah Sebaran. Says Sebaran, everyone's referring to the same thing, but there's a Mechilta Pashas Kisisa. I'm sure everyone knows it, but that's what everyone's referring to. Mechilta Pashas Kisisa. Zakta Baran, Venirli, Didi be Mechilta Pashas Kisisa on the Pasuk, Visham Rubin Yisrael Sashabos, La Soysa Sashabos, the Dereisom, Bris Oilam. The magical words. Now, Pashup Shat in that Pasuk is referring to Shabbos. Says the Mechilta, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, our Rebbe Eliezer from our Mishnah says, La says es haShabbos, Dover shehabris krusoloi, Veizo izu milo. That's the end of the Mechilta. The Mechilta quotes that Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah, where did he know that milo is deicha Shabbos? Not from Ubiyoyim HaShmini Yimo, from this pasuk. It says in the pasuk that Ubiyoyim HaShabbos, you should have a bris l'dayrei, some bris olam. Says Rebbe Eliezer, that's not referring to the bris of Shabbos. It's referring that the way you keep Shabbos is by making a bris on Shabbos. That's the way Rebbe Eliezer read the pasuk.
So
Dr. Baron, let's finish. He doesn't learn from that pasuk.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't learn it from Ubiyoyim HaShmini, right? Now that's going to be a lot of problems. Well, let's see how Rebbe Baron develops this.
So according to put filling on Shabbos also.
No. So let's see.
No,
Umivor.
You should be able to do Friday night too, because there's no din of Ubiyoyim HaShmini. He doesn't learn from there.
No. There's still a din of Ubiyoyim. Ubiyoyim v'lo b'layla. Right. He doesn't use Ubiyoyim HaShmini to exclude Shabbos. He still uses Ubiyoyim v'lo b'layla. He still has that. But let's see how Rebbe Baron develops it. Dr. Baron, Mavur, the Mila b'Shabbos, hu mehilcha Shabbos. When you do a bris on Shabbos, it's not the pshat that you're doing a bris. You're fulfilling Shabbos. U'b'teres chiyav lasis b'Shabbos, dover shehu bris olam. That Hashem wants you to do on Shabbos things that are an expression of His treaty, which is Kiddush and other things, and also making a bris.
And also be mechal Shabbos.
That's right. V'chein pirish ha'malbum. D'Rebbe Eliezer mefurish lasis bris olam, sheyaseh b'hamila shehu bris olam. That you should do a bris on Shabbos, because that's a bris olam. You're not breaking the Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos is having a bris. It's not I'm pushing away. This is a fulfillment of the Shabbos. Therefore, Dasiyas Mila b'Shabbos have a Kishmir Shabbos. When you do a bris on Shabbos, not that you're breaking the Shabbos, you're fulfilling the purpose of Shabbos. To who bedin haShabbos atzmoi? V'hinei le Rebbe Eliezer harei machshir mila nami deichin Shabbos. And we all know whatever you could do for the mila, this the Ran told us that machshiri always gets attached to it. V'hainu the machshirin have kigof hamila. V'gam hem heavy kishmir Shabbos, which is amazing. According to this, when you're going out and you mean mechal Shabbos, it's not a chilul Shabbos; it's an actual akiyum of Shabbos.
So according to this,
unbelievable.
How would anyone ever think it's tachuya?
Why would anyone think it's... Because if you don't learn it from this Mechilta...
Yeah.
The problem is the Gemara in Bavli doesn't learn from the Mechilta. It's a Shtaka Kasha and a Baron. So that's another Shtaka Kasha. If this is true, then there's no way to learn Mila to any other mitzvah in the world. That's a Kasha. And the Gemara is going to make a whole discussion.
What other mitzvah is there that has bris attached to it?
That's true.
Filling,
but that's a different issue. That's correct. That's true. But the problem over here is that the Bavli learns not like this. The Bavli learns from B'yom HaShemini Yimo. So this is a very nice Tekotari in the Mechilta, but we're going in the Bavli. So that's a kasha.
But the English are so far. Why? As we go with this, the Moyle can just drive.
And Echamim, right? He could. Exactly. He maybe should. He did it that way. According to this, the Moyle should not be put up for Shabbos. So Chaviva Samitzvah, again, unless there's some point.
What are they talking about?
Chaviva Mitzvah Mila. The mitzvah, the mila, chaviva is a mitzvah, samila. You're showing how much you love it. So according to him, it's not so much chaviva is a mitzvah. It's not that you show. It's this is part of the mitzvah, right? You have to fit it around the lashon of Tosfos according to Rabbi Yehoshua's pshat. So listen to the end of this. He writes, "Vim kim shaper view atzmam kaimon l'diasiyas amachshimim b'shalos b'shul chaviva mitzvah." Masha'en Kain, Rabbi Aaron points this out, the Didon, Tiafino the Mila Bishabas, Mikro, the Yemash Mini Yimo, Phil Bishabas, Kedisa Bishabas, Veloy having Mila Bishabas, Bachalas, his Shabbos, M. Kain the Didon, Shaykh the Din Tui, Hutra the Almo, says Rabbi Aaron, and Chalam, it's going to be told. If you learn from the Mechilta, it's above Hutra. If you learn to be a Mashmini, then it goes back to the old Shaykh Hutra the Tui. Mitisha, next time we'll talk about Rameir Simchal, or Sameach, has a different chat, and we'll talk about. We don't pass like a Bayez, we pass like a Bakim.
It's a
great for a Mila on Shabbos. If you have a meal on Shabbos, all the best. Thank you. If you make your